I'm going to briefly just mention the book. I know most of you probably got it. I know we brought about 200 just for the crowdfunders, and I imagine the crowdfunders have given my books out to other people, so there'll be no one buying them. But you know, just out of pity, you can buy them out of pity if you want, because thanks to Mordecai last night, he sat on my box. Now the box that carried the books, and we don't have a box to carry them back now, so there you go. But anyway, in terms of an introduction to the book, in a sense I might leave most of that to Paul, because he's interviewed me about it and he's written about it and he's got a little story. But just to say, I know it just seems strange that I should be bringing out a new book every year, mostly about the same subject. But it's a sense of it being an ongoing journey for me and hopefully the rest of you, and it's not the end of the journey. So I got an email today from a lady that's just read the book, and she calls it part one, which is quite interesting. So she's saying, is part two coming out next year? So there is a sense of it being an ongoing story. And I just feel, and I probably say the same thing every year, could this be the year where the church in general finally wakes up to its Hebraic roots? And when it does, we need to be in the right place, which is why we're having this conference, so that we can all have a really sort of a broad understanding as to what one new man really is and what the Hebraic roots really are, so that we can speak to both sides of the equation. We can speak to those who are, let's say, maybe ultra messianic, who think the whole thing is just about Jewish culture and you know, in danger of taking it too far in that direction. And then, but even more importantly, to speak to the wider church, who've got absolutely no idea of what we're doing, think we're probably part of a cult. I mean, how dare we actually dare to go back to the origins of our faith and look at the actual mindset of Jesus and the first early believers? How dare we, you know, what's wrong with 2,000 years of wonderful Catholic tradition? And I know there's a few ex-Catholics here. But anyway, I'm not going to say any more about the book. Just buy it. you're going to get a better book launch tomorrow from Peter, who's got a proper PowerPoint for his book. So you'll be learning about that tomorrow. So in terms of today, Jackie will come up in a minute and give a few notes in a minute. Oh, don't stand up. she hasn't got her Scottish outfit on this time, so and maybe she might speak English this time. So So what's going to happen today is after we've said our bit, and Paul's going to come out and say a little bit, there'll be a couple of songs which will lead up to David, Andrew, his talk, which is interesting because 10 minutes ago David told us that he hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. Well, we seem to intimate that. So we're in for a treat, David included, as to see what the Lord has got to say through David. And then after that, we'll have the refreshments back at the place, at which time I do believe that there'll be the first dance practice. If you're interested in any way about, you know, learning to dance, or whether you're a seasoned dancer, at the back, Ginny at the back, you can just congregate around Ginny during the refreshment break, and then you can have your first practice. Not sure when you're going to practice the choir. Was that this afternoon, maybe? The first one, yeah. So the choir, first choir practice will be this afternoon, and after the break there will be a chance for a panel discussion. So apart from David Andrew, there'll be two or three others up here, and so during his talk, any questions you may have or any observations, then note them down, and you'll be free to ask questions during the panel discussion. If that's not really you're not really into that, we have three possibilities for workshops, which we may do through a show of hands. But just to give you a brief introduction, one will be prophetic art. Yeah, so we're one person coming to that, which obviously I'm just now realising that Rosie will be in the dance practice as well, so we'll have to figure that one out. So at some point during the weekend, Rosie is happy to do a prophetic art workshop. And if you're interested, go and see Rosie. I don't know if Rosie's here. Rosie's at the back there. Just see her, and then we can schedule it in when it's sort of good for everybody. I haven't asked Colin yet, but I think Colin is willing to do a little bit of a Hebrew lessons. So if you want to learn simple Hebrew, then again, at some point over the weekend, come and see Colin, and we'll fit that one in. And the third one is Lynn Hotton. Storytelling. If you're interested in storytelling, learning about it, talking about it, at the back there, stand up, Lynn. And there she is. That's Lynn. Yeah. Not now. Later on. I think it's time for some notices now. No, I haven't. Oh, have I? Okay, I haven't.
This man, I don't know what he's like. He says I've got notices, and then he tells you them all. I mean, how good's that? What's the point of me standing here? Is it just because you can't understand me? Right, for those that haven't been here before, see, when we have worship in the morning and these lovely ladies and children dance, you're very welcome to join them. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's freedom, right? Freedom in God. So you come and dance. Right. Oh, the workshops, he's already said that. Wear your badges. I'm the badge police. Because you know how he's rattled off all these names? There's Christine, there's Lynn, there's so-and-so. How are you going to know who these peoples are unless you're wearing your badges? So please wear your badges and please speak to each other, because you've got each other's name on the badges. So that's a good start, really, isn't it? Even if you didn't speak the same language, you can still try. I try quite a lot. Just to get your vocal cords going, it's Judith's birthday. Judith, go and stand up so everybody knows who you are. So we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Oh, didn't it just clap? Right, Happy Birthday. And you better join in, because I'll sing it in the key of Yale. Right, 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Judith. Happy birthday to you. Well done. Right, clearly Mr. Malt's not very good at selling his books, is he? No. So, what I would say is, if you've never read any of his books, go and buy the whole lot, because I've got them on my shelf now and I've read a few of them. Just dipped in and out, that's the honest opinion. But these guys, well, I've got them on Kindle as well, you see. These guys, you know, they work hard. Like, there's books and pamphlets and leaflets and CDs and DVDs up there for David, where is he? Chris Hill, even. Get his right name. Are you wearing your badge, Chris? That's fine. At least I know your name. Chris Hill's up there. David Serley's over there. Everybody's everywhere. But there's Barnabas in that wee room, and there's Steve at the back. So, Barnabas. O-M, right. See, I knew I'd forget somebody if I started this. Anyway, don't be shy. Go up and have a look at all these things. But some of these guys don't have much of an income, so I'm encouraging you. Don't just buy a book for yourself. Buy it for a friend and give it away, because that helps them and it helps the words get out. So go and buy lots of books. And there's three people that haven't picked up their packs of the new book, Shalom, that one. So that's waiting at reception for you. So if you know, I don't know who you are, so if you know who you are, please collect them, because we can't post 10 books out. Right, I better. Right. First session starting at 9:30, please be prompt. Can I just say, please be prompt for the sessions, because then we can get started, we can get going quickly, we can get all the announcements done and know half of yous are still coming in the room, and we can get on with doing what we're here to do, worship God. Right, all the dance and things, you know who all these people are now. Show and tell, have you got any places left, Christine? One. So if you're desperate for a show and tell, see Christine quickly, because she's running out of space. I think that's it. How did you sleep? Well, that was a bit of a mixture, eh? Well, can I just say that if you didn't sleep very well last night, you'll sleep very well tonight. So hallelujah, praise God for a new day, and we'll keep going. Oh, is Paul coming? Here's Paul. Come on, Paul, hurry up.
Thank you. Most of you know me enough by now to know that I review books for Prophecy Today, as well as interview authors. And so when I've done that, I often try and get some of their books and bring them along to places like this at a reduced rate. So my little stall at the back there, just want to emphasise one or two of them. This is the main one, a recent one, a new book by a Messianic Jew called David Hofbrand, The Jewish Jesus. And the reason I went for this one isn't just because it's a well-written book on this theme, but because the third section is very much unto the one new man idea. So it's very much something for this conference, and I've got it at a reduced price of £7. There's about 15 copies along, and my review is also by the book, so you can actually have a read of the review as well before you decide to buy it. That's before you decide to buy it, okay? But I've only got 15 copies here. The other ones that are there are Mere Churchianity, which is a good book for those that are either out of church or wondering what it's like to be out of church, or half in, half out of church, and what's going on in that particular movement. That's well worth getting. And Clifford Hill's book on the reshaping of Britain covers the past 60 years of what's been happening politically, spiritually, and church-wise, and so on within our country. And it's a very good sort of resume of how we've got to where we are today. As far as Steve's book is, there's one other book that I brought. It's a sample copy, my own copy, of a very good book on money, a topic that isn't often written about or discussed by Christians. So have a look at it, but I don't have any to sell. But Gottfried Hetzer, again I've met, is an excellent chap on the kingdom use of money, and actually he's going to be writing some articles for Prophecy Today and speaking at one or two other meetings that I'm organising. So he's a find as well in terms of someone who can come on board and help us on a very important topic. As for Shalom, I decided this time I wasn't going to write yet another review of yet another Steve Maltz book. I was going to interview him instead and ask him basic questions like, why another book? And where's this one ending up? And what next? And so on. The interview came out yesterday. It was timed perfectly for the conference. So if you want to know why, when Steve was in a big Christian London bookshop talking to the assistant about his book, why an unsuspecting member of the public who was browsing around and overheard him suddenly burst into tears at what he was saying, you have to have a look at the interview, or ask Steve.
I think I've been sacked already because I forgot one, and it's a very important one too. See, what am I like? So, we've all got issues on in our lives, and because we're family, if you need prayer at any point this weekend, There's badges that say team. So grab a team member and just ask them to pray with you. Okay? There's my serious voice. But God's in the business of setting people free.
I think I'm on. Okay, right. Been asked to just a couple of songs before David comes to speak. I chose the first one and David chose the second one. But we were all in agreement. I think we sang this last time, wonderful Stuart Townend song. There is a hope that burns within my heart that gives me strength for every passing day. Are we? Hands up those who don't know it. You'll learn it. It's quite straightforward. Stuart Town is quite straightforward. I'll play the tune through and then we'll go straight into the first verse.
Thank you.
I say David chose, he'll explain the significance of it, but it don't, if you're a football fan, don't think you've ended up at Wembley, and if you're believers here, don't think you've ended up in heaven, because the song is Abide With Me.
Mic's not working, we'll try the last verse again then. I lost count. I thought I had died and gone to heaven. Mr. Andrew.
Let's just pray.